Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace, maybe you're a student, an at-home parent, maybe you're recovering from the passing of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, the next 30 minutes we chat with everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we'd like to start the program with a scripture reading. We're going Old Testament. I think when you hear this verse today, you will understand it applies to our country. It was read this week at the National Prayer Breakfast. It is from King Solomon. It's God speaking through King Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It goes like this. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Go look it up, write it down, carry it with you. Very powerful verse. And of course, at these times, talking about healing of the land and healing of this country. Well, on this program, we like to say that if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Word and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the Word. Just do it. And thank you again for joining us on today's program. We have all our podcasts out on iTunes. You can also visit our website. It's mark5ministries.com. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mike Ferrugio. I get so pumped when he's on the program. Mike Ferrugio is our guest today. We're going to be talking about walking by faith and lots of other fun conversations about faith. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Art Fest in the West, a medieval-themed night of fun sponsored by Arts and Western Education, is happening on Friday, March 3rd in Western Albemarle High School. The event's free and includes musical performances, a silent auction, and more. Proceeds benefit Western Albemarle County Public Schools. Visit artsandwestern.org. Grab a date for Valentine's Day and enjoy the Charlottesville Ballet on February 11th. Two performances at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. There'll be food and drink. It's happening at the Charlottesville Ballet Studios on the corner of Woodbrook Drive and Route 29. Details at charlottesvilleballet.org. Whenever you visit Draft Tap Room on the downtown mall in Charlottesville, your tips are donated to Relay for Life at UVA. Relay for Life is a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, back with us, is Mike Ferrugio. Mike is a strong man of God living here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Michael, thank you for being on the show
again. You are welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me back. I had a great time.
How about that verse that the vice president read at the prayer breakfast this week? Just prophetic words coming from King Solomon's mouth, talking about the importance of humbling yourself and turning from your wicked ways and how God will hear your prayer and forgive you of your sins and heal the land.
Heal the nation. Yeah, it's phenomenal. He used the same verse at the inauguration, and it is so, boy, there's so many Christians, Jesus followers, that are really believing that God's moving in our country right now. And that verse is so apropos. I mean, to be able to have our land healed. You know, quite honestly, we've turned to in so many wicked ways that it's affecting our nation. Yes. I mean, it's like if you're a kid in your house, in your family, and you're doing stuff that's wrong, your family's not going to bless you, you know? The family's going to struggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, we both know stories of people who have struggled because a child was wayward, mm-hmm. and how the whole family suffers, yes. right? So, I mean, God always uses parallels with people and with everything, all the stories he tells, his relationship to his son, his relationship to us, his relationship to Israel. Mm-hmm. And we can't expect to be prospering when, you know, we're rowdy teenagers mm-hmm. that are not listening to mom and dad and wanting to smoke dope in the basement.
Let me tell you an example that just came to mind as we're talking about this. Is I'm in my Bible reading plan right now. I'm cruising through the book of Exodus, and I'm seeing new things on every chapter and every verse. But one thing that I saw, I believe it was the first time up the mountain for Moses. He's going up for 40 days to be with God, and he's getting the Ten Commandments and massive revelation. Well, down at the bottom of the mountain, you have about 1.5 million of the Israelites that are down there. And in that period of time of 40 days, they can't wait for Moses to get back. And so they go to his brother, Aaron, who ends up being a mighty man of God and the first priest of the Israelites. And they get, the people come to Aaron and say, make us a God so that we can worship. And Aaron, the mighty man of God, turns and asks for everybody to hand in their gold earrings and all their other gold. And they make the golden calf. And I'm just sitting there reading this going, that was Aaron that fell into that trap. But the other thing that was interesting to me, Mike, was that it showed me that, you know, these are the same people who about a month before saw the most incredible miracle of the parting of the Red Sea, how God would provide a way out and delivered them out from their captors. And here they are just a couple months later saying, hey, bring us another God so that we can worship him. But I guess there's a lot to talk about there. But the one thing that I saw was that the people are hungry for God. In this case, they turned the wrong way, and they ended up worshiping this golden calf, and Moses comes down, and Moses has to go to bat for the Israelites because God was really angry about that, and you can go on talking about that. But it's just there's so many little things in there in the book of Exodus, and I know that some people look at the Old Testament, and they're like, oh, man, that's old, that's history, that's ancient, but there's so much for us to learn and to pull from the scripture, whether it's the New Testament or Old Testament. There's so many applications there
are, you know, it's the parallel, right? So like they were stiff-necked, they were stubborn, mm-hmm. right? And but we as a nation, we're the same way, mm-hmm. right? The false god of science and the false mm-hmm. god of our own desires, yes. is what we have stiff-necked, mm-hmm. and we do the same thing today, mm-hmm. And there's no Aaron or Moses. Well, Moses right now to lead us back to the right way. You know, we've got to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. Every day I have discussions with folks, either in person or on Facebook. And it's just amazing, amazing conversations we have with people. But one thing that's been really hitting me heavy the past maybe 2 weeks is there's four things. If you are a believer, let's say, you know, we're talking to believers, they're tuned in right now, they love Jesus, but they find themselves going, you know, to the left and to the right, and they can't stay on track. There's a couple of things that God asks us to do, right? And you're talking about one of them is reading the Bible. Yes. He wrote us a letter. He wrote it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through other men's mouths and hands on paper. And that is his letter to us. That is his kind of like guide for us. So he wants us to read that, but so many of us don't. I mean, I got my kids right now, I'm just getting them to read just a devotional because they're teenagers, they're in high school, right? But just read a devotional, two or three verses and a little bit of an explanation, and then he wants us to have conversation with him, just like you and I are having conversation right now. He wants to converse with us, the other thing is he wants us to be in assembly. So, and this is where I've been going through with some friends that are removing themselves from all of these things. So, do you read the Bible? No, I don't have time for that. Okay, that's a tough one. Do you, are you reading a devotional? Yeah, every once in a while. Okay, you praying? Yes, I pray all the time. Are you in assembly? No, I don't like churches. They're hypocritical. All right, well, are you in fellowship? The fourth is fellowship. Are you in fellowship? Yeah, I'm in fellowship every day with like-minded, you know, hardcore Jesus freaks, or with the worldly folks that, you know, lead you astray. And so many of our brothers and sisters leave all four of those out. They don't do any of those things. And then they wonder why life's struggle and why they're getting pulled away and why they're not happy, why they're not having peace, right? So if we could just concentrate a little bit every day on those four things.
Yes.
You know, we got our men's group that meets every Monday morning. Man, the 16 guys that are in that group absolutely love it and wouldn't want to live without it. Mm-hmm. Because we start our week intentionally Monday mornings at 7 o'clock for an hour, hour and a half, talking about life.
Yes.
Right? Maybe we talk, discuss a verse, we'll discuss a devotional, but we talk about life and we lay it right on the table.
Yes.
And it is phenomenal. Just the fellowship alone. Mm. But you can't have the fellowship alone. So many guys will also say, oh, yeah, I'm in fellowship, but they're not in assembly, they're not reading God's word, and they're not praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get pulled away and they wonder why it gets hard. So if we have got to try to do those four things.
Yes.
Just read a little bit, pray a little bit, stay in assembly, and stay in fellowship, and everything will grow out of that.
Well, let me ask you this question. We're talking with Mike Ferruggio, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and this is a question I have for you, Michael. I have become an absolute lover of God's Word, and I feed on it every day, and I have these disciplines that I'm so thankful for, but it wasn't always that way for me. In fact, I'm fairly, in the last decade, I'm fairly new to really digging in. What would you say to any of our listeners who are tuning in and they're like, I just can't get any traction on the Bible? I mean, I started Genesis, and by the time I get to Leviticus, it's...
Don't start in the Old Testament is one thing I would say. Start in John, start in Acts, start in Romans. Those are three great books to start in. But there's a couple of... This is a great subject, right? Don't get up in the morning and pick up your telephone and go to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing not to do for a lot of folks. Social media is just a way to talk to friends. Mm-hmm. So they go to that first, and then they get sidetracked.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm speaking from experience.
Right.
It's a hard thing to not do.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go to Facebook first.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find, and this has been amazing because God's been talking to me lately and telling me, you know how God talks to you. Sometimes it's with literal words.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's through other people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's with very strong impressions. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up at 3:30 in the morning and the first thing you think about is God saying, hey, spend some time with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he wants. So what I do, what I try to do is get out of that bed early in the morning and spend the first fruits of the day.
Yes.
Praying, thinking about other people, praying for other people.
Yes.
And then trying to listen for God to speak back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he does too. It's some simple thing is, you know, what do you think of me?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're only going to hear three voices. You're going to hear yourself talking, which you recognize. You're going to hear the devil talking, which is anything negative, or you're going to hear God talking.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask yourself some questions. What do you think of me? Who should I pray for? Who should I pray for? It's a great one because he always answers you.
Yes.
Always. Mm-hmm. He'll say, pray for Jeff.
Mm.
Pray for Mike.
Mm.
Pray for Joe. And then you'll end up following that lead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful way to start. It's first thing in the morning because the day steals the time.
Amen. And so the other thing that I would recommend kind of answering that question is, how do you get started and how do you develop a pattern of and disciplines of staying in God's Word? You and I both have iPhones. We're kind of laying them out on the table here. I've got it kind of keeping an eye on the clock. But I like to think my most frequently visited app is the Bible app on my phone, which makes life so easy because when I'm in line at Chipotle, which is pretty frequently, you know, there's a long line there. I've got 5-7 minutes. I can open up the Bible app and cruise through. Now, there were times when I used to cruise through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the other fun things, but as you said, I try to kind of push those to the side. And then, you know, if we go back to the early in the morning, I'm with you. I like to give God my first eyeballs in the morning. And so by getting into his word and let that be the first thing I see in the morning. And then at night, if I could close the day, be the last thing I see before I go to bed. I find that, you know, the Apostle Paul talks about in Romans that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I have found that by reading God's word, it just draws me in. And I don't know if you've experienced this, Mike, but God woos us through his word. He pulls us to himself closer. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes we have to take that step to just, you know, open it up and read it. And you know.
Absolutely. It's so true. You know, it's interesting to talk about the YouVersion Bible app, which I use as well. So many folks use it. It's phenomenal. I subscribe to different plans in that. So the plans have a reminder. So if you start a plan at, you know, noon one day and you start that plan, the next day you'll get a reminder at noon. Hey, don't forget to read this plan. And I'm just now exploring the devotionals on that. They're really, really good. I have other devotionals I subscribe to that come in email, which prompt me to read and prompt me to get into the verses and the word. But the ones that I'm finding on YouVersion are excellent devotionals.
Good.
Excellent. In fact, there's some that even have videos accompanying them. So you read 3-4 minutes, then you watch a video 3 or 4 minutes, then you follow up with the verses. So there's great technology to help us today.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Mike Ferruggio is our guest today on the program. I'm Jeff Gaffney, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with so much more to talk about. Walking by Faith, Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The annual Fluvenna Penguin Plunge takes a cold dip at Lake Monticello on February 18th. Proceeds benefit Fluvenna County Meals on Wheels, Fluvenna SPCA, and the Lake Monticello Rescue Squad. Visit FluvennaPenguinPlunge.org. Virginia Discovery Museum is sponsoring Kidvention. Kidvention is a family-friendly science festival at the Key Recreation Center on Market Street in downtown Charlottesville, Saturday, February 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit VADM.org for more information. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and the Shelter for Help and Emergency is hosting several events. They'll be visiting students at Charlottesville and Albemarle High Schools during the lunch hour. Visit shelterforhelpandemergency.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Mike Ferruggio, my good friend and just awesome man of God. It's great to spend time with you, Mike. Our listeners have helped me recently kind of walk through the passing of my father. Now, dear old dad, 92 years old, lived a great long life. But there's something I want to share with you about the final day, kind of final few hours, minutes that I got to experience. It was a real treasure for me, and also for my mother, who is doing great, and we have all been just so inspired by her incredible love for my father. But my father just passed away a week ago, 92 years old, and so my mother knew something was about to happen. She called me up to the room, and the three of us had an amazing time together before he passed away. But my mother had to leave the room. It's just my father and I. We're within a half hour of him passing away. And so it's just me and my father. He's laying in the bed. He's oxygened up. And the Lord kind of tapped me on the shoulder and say, and he told me, say what you need to say to him. So I went down the path to my father of saying, I love you, Dad. You've been an amazing father. I'm so glad that you are my father and that we spent time together and you lived a great life. You've been an awesome role model. And I'm saying these things to him. And in my 52 years, I don't recall many times seeing my father cry. He just wasn't a crier. He was a World War II veteran. And so very steady, solid, steadfast guy. I'm pouring my heart out to him. a half hour before he passes away. Mm-hmm. He's laying in the bed, and the prophet Isaiah, in I think it's chapter 61 of Isaiah, says that that the Lord will bring beauty out of ashes. And the beauty that I got in the last half hour of my father's life, I'm pouring my heart out to him, telling him, I'll take care of Mom. Now is your time to go be with Jesus. And basically, you know, allowing him, this is mm-hmm. his time. And the gift that I got, my father cried two beautiful tears down his cheek. And I will never forget that moment. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was such an awesome gift that, you know, there might be some scientist or doctor that says, he didn't hear you. That was just kind of a reflex. To me, mm-hmm. oh, yes, he did. Mm-hmm. That was the gift from a father to a son, mm-hmm. passing the baton and saying, here it is, here's yours. Because mm-hmm. my father was a great man of faith, and I felt mm-hmm. kind of this transfer. And so thank you for allowing me, the listeners allow me this time. Joe Thomas calls it radio therapy. I kind of walking through kind of the burdens of my life. But that in what was a really sad, emotional time, I grabbed that gift. It was an amazing, awesome gift. And so, Mom, way to hang in there. Love you. And, you know, Dad, thank you for that amazing gift.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. Isn't it a beautiful thing? I mean, it sounds morbid to people, but I got to be with my dad when he died, mm-hmm. right? And we were so blessed. Our whole entire family got to be with him.
Oh, sweet.
And he died way too young. He was only 68 years old mm-hmm. when he passed away. But what a beautiful blessing,
yes.
a gift from God. I'm reading
yes.
Fathered by God right now by but to be able to be there with your
yeah.
dad or your mom
yeah.
when they pass away,
yeah.
it's just it's a gift, man.
Awesome.
It's a gift.
Awesome. Let me switch topics for you. We're talking about walking by faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Mike Ferrugio, what does that mean to you? How does that apply to you?
Oh, tremendous. Some of my friends know. Some of my Facebook friends know. You know, I just recently went through a transition of employment mm-hmm. back in September. I left the company I was working for 3 years, and it was not. It was a surprise. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come back where I was, come home and tell Jan, hey, you know, I'm not working there anymore, and it was a hard time. It was a hard time, and I was afraid. Because, you know, you're making a certain amount of money,
right.
and you're wondering now, what in the world's going on? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I had my retirement. It wasn't dire. But, you know, life was comfortable. And I was just pleading out to the Lord, saying, God, Jesus, what in the world is going on here? What are you going to do? And the way he fathered me through that process, right, my faith never waned. I mean, I knew. He got me.
Mm.
He's my father, and he's a perfect father, and he's a good, good father, and he's going to take care of me.
And he loves you.
Oh, like you don't understand love, he loves you. So for the next week, he's having people call me up. There's no concerted conspiracy through my friends and my wife saying, hey, call up Mike and reassure him, right? But God is working the conspiracy, and he's touching people's hearts, and they're calling me up and affirming me. Like you were doing to your dad,
yeah,
over the telephone, and offering me jobs, and it was tremendous. And even then, when I went to apply for unemployment, it's like I felt God telling me every single time I dealt with unemployment, he was telling me, I don't want you to do this. But, you know, you got your wife. She's saying, make sure you fill out your paperwork for unemployment. But I knew I wasn't supposed to. And every single time it came around, even though I put in all the paperwork for it, then someone would, you know, somehow I'd get a gift of employment for a short period of time and it would wipe out what they would have given me.
Mm-hmm.
So God took care of me every step of the way.
God will provide.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And now he's got me to the point where I am so blessed by what happened. In fact, it's really interesting. When we had the discussion at work and I left, I called up my mom. My wife was at home sleeping. Mm-hmm. I called up my mom, who's a wonderful believer. And I said, hey, Mom, I got fired. I don't work at such and such anymore. And she says, oh, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, I love you. And I said, Mom, what are you talking about? And she said, Michael, I knew you weren't supposed to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. And you knew you weren't supposed to be there anymore. And just last week, I changed my prayer. And I said, Lord, if Michael's not supposed to be there anymore, and he's not listening to you, just have him get fired. And here it is 3 days later, and you got fired.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
And I started crying. I mean, it was just like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
So now, things are, I'm spending so much more. I'm not working 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working 20 hours, sometimes 30 hours doing carpentry, which I love, right? And spending more time with my kids and more time with my wife.
Yes.
And God has blessed me so much through what I've been through that it's just, I mean, you can't, it doesn't get any better.
Yes. So during the transition, which is often a hard time for men, especially men our age, you know, we're supposed to be the provider and the leaders of the family. We are. But something like this comes up. And, you know, it's a little bit of a valley experience. And where I'm going with this, Mike, is that did you feel the presence of God through your valley experience?
Oh, absolutely. He never left my side, and it was very, very clear. He never left my side. I never lost faith. I never, I mean, I'm not going to say I never worried. I mean, you know, fear doesn't come from God, but fear comes in, and you chase it out. You know, God's got me. God's got me. It's different than conviction, you know. When you start thinking negative thoughts, that's not from God. God doesn't want those.
You know what verse is coming to mind as you tell your story here of transition? I'm thinking about Romans 8:28. For we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so, you know, a change happens and you didn't panic. You turned to the Heavenly Father, the one who loves you, the one who knows every hair on your head. You're the apple of his eye, and that's not just you, it's all
that's
who
right.
believe in Jesus. It's
that's
an
right.
amazing thing how God carries us through these difficult times.
One of the things that I started doing was I created a friend had this idea, says, hey, every day I read through these 12 verses that I have written down. They're like promises from God, like the one you just read. Had her email them to me, and I put them into my telephone. Then I added another 12, and then I personalized them.
Yes.
Right? So every time I read them, it has my name in it.
Oh, right.
You know? So it's like, Michael, I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And I read them almost every day. I'll read the entire sheet. I have it in my little notes on my iPhone technology here and
awesome.
Have it open up my telephone and read them.
What an awesome thing that we have. We have this God who loves us so much that he would give his son for us as a perfect sacrifice who would die and later rise from the dead. And so all we have to do, which is oftentimes the hardest thing to do, all we have to do is reach out our hands and receive his grace and the gift of salvation that comes from God. And so often as men, we feel like there's something we have to do. And God's saying, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn to me.
Look at the way you talk about your the relationship with any one of your kids. If any one of your kids says, Dad, I'm worried about this, or Dad, I'm worried about that, you put your arm around them and you say, it'll be all right. And that's what God does.
Mike Ferruggio, great man of God. It's so awesome to spend time with you. To you, Mike Ferruggio, and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. We'll see you all next week on Everyday Faith Radio.
Lend your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us.